This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Japanese hops don't produce the brew many folks love, and they're invasive, and they've been found along the Root River in Minnesota. Wisconsin has them too. I have pictures on my website, gardenbite.com. Japanese hops are herbaceous annual vines native to Eastern Asia that can grow up to 35 feet in a single growing season. With this explosive growth, the vines smother native vegetation and even grow into trees. Leaves are approximately 2 to 6 inches long and have at least 5 lobes that are palmately arranged, shaped like a hand with the fingers extended. There are separate male and female plants that are beginning to flower this time of year. Seed production then follows. These hops are an ecological threat to our floodplains, stream banks, and lake shores. Seeds can disperse via waterways. There are native hops to the upper Midwest. Common hops is similar, but has more rounded leaves with 0 to 5 lobes and is a perennial. Sometimes burr cucumber and wild cucumber are mistaken for Japanese hops. I'll have pictures on gardenbite.com. They can be distinguished because the cucumber vines don't have hooked downward pointing hairs on the leaves and stems. Again, I have pictures and links to much more information, including management of the invasive vine, from the University of Wisconsin. So far, Minnesota doesn't know how the noxious vine got to Minnesota, but there are certainly multiple ways. The priority right now is to find them and work to get rid of them. The MDA is working with landowners to control hops on private lands. I also have photos of American or common hops for comparison. Check out my website and find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.